Now, despite high mortality rates, pancreatic cancer only receives less than 1% of cancer funding. Joined now by our next guest on the show, Ali Stuntz, who was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer back in 2007 at the age of 41, one of the very rare survivors of this disease, and she joins us now. Lovely to have you on the show, Ali. Welcome to Swansea Sounds.
Thank you very much. Delighted to be with you.
And I'm just looking at this, and I mean, it's terrible, isn't it? When you think about it, though, just 1% of cancer funding for this, and it's the fifth deadliest cancer.
I know, it seems incredible, doesn't it, that you would have something that is such a dreadful disease, is so significantly underfunded, such as this. And to put it into money context, 1%, I mean, what does that mean? But in 2012, breast cancer received about £42 million worth of cancer research funding. Overall, pancreatic cancer got £5.2 million.
Oh, it's terrible, pitiful. Isn't it? It is pitiful. You're right there. First of all, if you don't mind you sharing your story with our listeners, what were the sort of symptoms you had?
Well, I had a tumour in the middle of my pancreas, and my symptoms were first presented with upper back pain. Now, it's not pain in your lumbar region. I would suggest it's where the lady's bra strap is. And
right.
I'm sure, Leighton, you probably know where that is.
Yes.
It was in the middle, and the pain was in the middle, and then it radiated sort of round to the front. I also had pain on eating. I also lost weight without trying. Now, initially you think, oh gosh, that's great, I can get into that next size down. But I wasn't trying, and that really is something quite significant for this disease. And I had a change in bowel habit as well. So, you know, intermittent diarrhoea and some pale and smelly floating stools. And I also had pain on eating and sort of indigestion type symptoms, which initially my doctors put down to sort of indigestion and the change in bowel habit to IBS and all this kind of stuff. And it took a few weeks before we got to the bottom of it. Eventually I took myself to accident and emergency, and I was told it could be gallstones. Then told that I needed an ultrasound scan, but the wait on, there wasn't anyone at A&E, it was a bank holiday, to actually do the ultrasound that day. So I went back to the GP. They said it would be 4 to 6 weeks wait just for the scan, because cancer at that point wasn't suspected, been only 41, healthy lifestyle, no smoking, all that kind of stuff. So I was so fortunate, because my husband has private medical insurance with his firm, and I double checked I was on the policy. I was, and I got to see my surgeon within 2 days, and I was on the operating table within a week. And, you know, it's that early diagnosis that's afforded me to be here today.
I think, Ali, that everybody knows what the breast, the lung, bowel and prostate do. But I mean, pancreas, tell us a little bit about exactly what the pancreas job is.
Well, the pancreas is something we don't think about every day, but it's very, very important. It's a gland that's about 6 inches long. It's shaped a bit like a pear sort of lying on its side. And it lies in a very deep location in the body behind the stomach and in front of the spine. Now, what it does is it produces digestive enzymes. Now, they help break down the food that we eat. And it also produces hormones such as insulin and glucagon that will control blood sugar levels, that help the body use the food and store the energy that it gets from it. So it's an incredibly important organ. But, of course, we don't think about it most of the time unless something goes wrong.
Thankfully, you were diagnosed quite early on. So what sort of a treatment was offered to you? What option did you have?
Well, I was very lucky. I was one of only 10% of patients diagnosed in time to have surgery to remove the tumour.
Right.
And that's key for this disease, because this is currently the only curative option that we've got. And so I had this. It was about 5-6 hours worth of surgery. I lost 80%. Well, I didn't lose it. The surgeon took it out. 80% of my pancreas and all of my spleen were taken away. And following that, I then had 6 months worth of combination chemotherapy. And by combination, I mean there were two drugs put together. And after that, I had what we call chemo radiotherapy. Now, that involved having a little pump attached to me 24/7 that delivered small doses of a chemotherapy drug. And every day I had to go to the radiotherapy unit and have radiotherapy for about 6 weeks.
Well, we're just so pleased that you can be here to tell us this story. And if anybody wants to find out more, it is, of course, Awareness Month for Pancreatic Cancer. So what's the best course for them to do?
If they come to our website, we've got lots of information on the disease, on its treatments, etc. And if you want to get involved with raising awareness, please do so. We'd be more than happy to have you join us. The website is www.pancreaticcanceraction.org.
Okay. Ali Stunt, thank you very much indeed. Pleasure having you on Swansea Sound today.
Later, my pleasure.